All right, guys, go ahead.
Well, how was your first practice in the Alamo City?
Yeah, good day, and obviously great to be outside, and certainly great weather for us.
Coach, how would you say your preparations have gone to this point?
Yeah, you know, this is a football team that certainly loves football. And, you know, I think one of the meaning that is, you know, we really like to practice, and our kids understand that process, what it takes to do that. I thought last week had a great week of practice preparing to get down here, and I thought our kids did a really good job today.
Do you structure them differently than you do in the regular season? Do you try to look for different stuff or do anything different?
No, we really don't. I think the biggest difference is that we practice in the morning, you know, once we get down to the bowl site, and, you know, really on purpose, because I want our kids to be able to, you know, certainly enjoy the afternoon. And so, you know, coaches be able to get with their families and their wives and their kids, and then our players to be able to enjoy kind of whatever bowl events we have. So I think that's the biggest difference for us, but how we do it, what we do, you know, not much different.
With your Big 12 schedule, you've already played four of the top 11 passing offenses. Now another with Washington State. Do you see similarities in their air raid or at all? Or I know it's a lot different, but do you see anything that you guys have drawn?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest challenge is you're getting the master of it, and you know, I think when you get that, you're getting a great teacher that's teaching that quarterback. You know, he's got all the answers. So, you know, it's a great challenge for us. And then when the quarterback's really special like theirs is, I think it's even a greater challenge. So, you know, I obviously, you know, we've seen some spread offenses of people that have played this way, but to the extent of what they're doing and how they're doing it, no. And so it'll be a great challenge for our defense.
Your own quarterback, Birdie, what have you seen from his development from Oklahoma State through bowl prep to now?
You know, I just think for Brock, it's a constant learning process. You know, it's hard to believe that you're talking about a young man that's only played eight football games. And, you know, I think that as you're playing that position, you're growing and you're becoming what you want to become and who you want to become. And you got to deal with the ups and you got to deal with some of the downs and you got to work through it. So, you know, this is another first for him, first bowl game, long football season for him. And, you know, I thought he's really handled everything excellent so far. So another great challenge for Brock, though.
You set the bar very high. Now you're one rung below the power set or the New Year's Six. What's next?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, and Randy, we've talked about this so much, just about becoming consistent as a football program. And I think that's the biggest thing that we want to become as a program, is, you know, that team that consistently has the ability to be a contender, you know, year in and year out in the Big 12. And are we there yet? No. You're talking, we've only been going at this now 3 years. And I think the biggest thing is just proving that and getting better, you know, certainly one game at a time, but 1 year at a time. And still a lot of growth for this football team and this program to do, and I know we look forward to attacking that in a lot of ways.
How does this team stay hungry with so many, you know, guys coming back? I mean, even if, you know, David and Akeem go.
Well, I think that's the thing about it. We're so young, and when you're always in our program trying to be the best version of yourself, you know, I think you have to stay hungry, and I think it's the only chance that we have as a program to be that team that consistently wins is constantly challenging ourselves to be our best version of us. And that's what's really exciting about having so many young guys on this team, that I think there's a lot of growth to do and a lot of growth that can happen. And I think we all look forward to those challenges, doing that together.
Your backup center's a local kid. Can you kind of just talk about his impact on the program, what he's meant the last couple of years?
Yeah, Will Windham, and you know, Will's one of those young men for us that's part of the senior class that's really special. And you know, Will has embodied a lot of different things for this football team, and from leadership to, you know, accountability to when his number's been called for us, he's come in and done a phenomenal job. But we're really grateful to have him. He's one of the great senior leaders that we have in this program, and we wouldn't be where we are today without his leadership.
Akeem is a guy that's obviously had all eyes on him in the passing game this year. What kinds of, you know, steps and tiers up have you kind of seen him progress throughout the year to kind of have himself in a position that he's in?
Well, I think for Akeem, it's maturity in terms of how good he can be. And I know I got asked this question 2 years ago about, you know, how good do you think Akeem Butler can be? And I said he could be as good as he wants to become. And I think what's been really fun is watching him, you know, realize how good he can become. And now it's about putting a sense of consistency to that process. And, you know, he's been really fun to watch his detail, his execution, his process. You know, really a guy that's matured in almost every way, shape, and form. So I'm so proud of what he's doing, proud of what he's become, and certainly proud of, you know, where he can go.
When you've done your last two contract meetings with Jim, a highlight of both of them has been getting extra money for your assistance. Why has that been so important? And I guess the second part is, how much of your success do you attribute to having continuity
on staff? Yeah, I've said this all the time. You know, I think sometimes in our profession, everybody wants to look at the head football coach and say success is happening because of that person. And unfortunately, that's really not right in college football, because 120 players, and you know, the reality of it is that coaching staff. And sometimes continuity and change, good things can occur from those things. But the reality of it is trying to get everybody in a college football program with one mission going in the same direction at the same time. And, you know, I've been really fortunate to have such great assistants that have believed in that mission and that way, and trying to get this program and any program we've been involved with going in the same direction at the same time. And so, to me, I think that's way more important than what I'm getting than what we can give them. And, you know, we're really been fortunate because I think this group's done a tremendous job.
So what you've been in Iowa for years, and again,
No, you know, I get it for sure, you know, but I certainly understand it. That's probably the best way to say it.
The linebackers, obviously, they've been pretty good in coverage, I think, but they're going to be tested to limits with the amount of passing. What do you see from their ability to cover? And I think, what do you see from that core as a whole with guys that fumble advanced? I think maybe getting overlooked at times.
Yeah, I just need to see, again, you're talking about some really young guys, Mike Rhodes, Jay Cumble, Ryan Vance, you know, coupled with a Willie Harvey, who's played a lot of football, and certainly Marcel, who's becoming an older player in our program. And, you know, I just think that group has just continued to grow at a really high rate. You're right. I mean, Jay Cumble and certainly Orion probably don't get enough credit for what they've done. And, you know, you've noticed those guys have played a lot of football this year for us and been critical at critical times. And so, you know, I think the more guys you have playing, the success rate, the more successful you can be. But you're right. It's a great challenge for these backers in this football game. They do a great job pressing your linebackers.
And then with Purdy, going back to what he asked about before, sometimes I think it seems like you view the goal as obviously wanted to cap a season strong, but also starting to gear towards the future. What is the next step for him, beginning with this game and then into the spring, as he takes the reins for the first time in spring ball?
Well, I think it's leadership. And, you know, when you, you know, when you've proven at this position that you can play, you know, you're only as good as your ability to bring others around you to your level. And the elite quarterbacks are elite because of that ability to bring great players to their level. And, you know, I think that'll be a great testament to Brock, is can he take that next step and how fast can he do it? So, you know, that's a big challenge. That's not easy to do, but that'll certainly be on his shoulders going forward.
Coach, last year you saw what the fan base did on Neil Street. Do you think the Riverwalk's prepared for what's going to happen here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I know this. I know the Cardinal and Gold will infiltrate fast. And, you know, I'm really excited to get our fan base down here. You can already tell this is a really electric city, you know, and to bring our fan base into it, I know it'll be really fun to watch.
Health-wise, you lost a couple guys in that great game. How are you right now?
Yeah, we're really fortunate. And obviously, those were tough losses because those were two players that were outstanding players for us. But, you know, I think they're certainly a lot closer to 100% health today than they've been. And we're really excited that we had some time to get those guys healthy. So we hope to help have both of them back.
Good time for one more, Coach. Matt, playing indoors, what kind of dynamic is that that's different? Obviously, you guys have had some weird weather games this year, but playing indoors, how does it change kind of what the game is?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us, number one, is, you know, the surface. And so, you know, just you're right. Weird weather games is probably a great, you know, great thing to say. And, it, you know, those are all things that's just part of the game. But, you know, another dynamic of being inside, having a really good surface to play on, I think that part will be positive for our kids. And certainly, you know, look forward to it. We do. Yeah, Thursday we will.
This is going to accentuate the key, right? The turf? I mean, because obviously it's great, but... mud mollified anything he could do.
Yeah, you know, and some people would say, Randy, honestly, that, you know, the advantage does go to the offense in bad weather days sometimes just because they know where they're going. So, you know, we'll see. They've got some guys that can really run and really do some great things as well.
Okay, Coach, thanks.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Coach.
Thank you very much.